Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There is an insane push to legalize marijuana, but marijuana harms the individual and it'll harm our families and our culture. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Join me to talk about this issue is Matt Barber. Matt, there's a number of reasons, and there is a website called marijuanaharmsfamilies.com that has some really good information about why marijuana is harmful. And this insane push, particularly by libertarians and others, it's being pushed that it's okay. But it's not okay. It will also have damaging effects on people. And so this particular website has a great overview of the documentation of why marijuana harms families, and there's a video that's released as well. Number one, let's look at this. The number one addiction for 65% of teens in drug rehab is what? Marijuana.
Yeah.
At the age, the age at admission, marijuana is the primary substance. And the following, 12 to 14-year-olds, 63%. 15 to 17-year-olds, 68.8% are primarily addicted to marijuana.
And that dispels the myth that marijuana is non-addictive, that you oftentimes hear that. Matt, marijuana is a gateway drug to much harsher and even more deadly and dangerous drugs. Cocaine and crystal methamphetamine are two of them. And, this is corroborated by law enforcement, by a number of studies, and shows that heroin, cocaine, meth, and other addictions naturally stem from the dabbling with and experimentation with marijuana.
You know, there is in the law enforcement, rarely do you see a heroin or cocaine addict that did not begin with smoking or ingesting marijuana. There's a study in the American Medical Association, a Journal of American Medical Association, that reported on a study of 300 sets of twins that marijuana-using twins were four times more likely than their siblings to use cocaine and crack cocaine and five times more likely to use hallucinogenics such as LSD. Now, this is two twins, and one of them is smoking marijuana or involved in other drugs, and one of them is not. And this study shows that the twin that is drug addicted is someone who began with marijuana use.
Now, here's something that a lot of people don't realize, that today's marijuana is not like the marijuana of old. It's four times more mind-altering than it was, for instance, in the 1970s. CNN reports that the average THC for tested marijuana during 2008 was 10.1%, according to the government, compared to in 1983, when it was reported under 4%. Marijuana potency surpasses 10%. The United States says, again, that is per CNN.
And the potency of marijuana seizures has risen 151% between 1983 and 2007. So it's the same time frame in question. So you can see that between those years, 83 and 2007, the potency of marijuana seizures has gone up. We're talking about an incredible high percentage rate.
Yeah, and my home state of Colorado, out of Denver, you keep hearing reports where marijuana use is now recreationalized and legalized, and people are using it in droves. Homelessness has skyrocketed among youth there in the Denver metro area. But you hear about people that are seizing, that are having seizures, being hospitalized, some people even dying from eating these marijuana brownies and other marijuana when it's delivered in a very potent form and other edible ways in particular.
And another study at the University of Mississippi's Potency Monitoring Project said that it is more potent at any time since the analysis began in the 1970s. In fact, it's twice as potent now than it was back in 1983. This is amazing. It's not like drinking beer or drinking whiskey, said the National Institute on Drug Abuse, Dr. Nora Volkow. a government agency is what that particular organization is, not some right-wing organization. It's a government agency, National Institute of Drug Abuse. It's not like drinking beer versus drinking, or it's like drinking beer, I guess she said, versus drinking whiskey. It's much more potent.
Something I'm always struck with, Matt, is the logically inconsistent positions taken by those who push political correctness. Right now, pushing marijuana is politically correct. Marijuana smoking leads much more harmful to the lungs, for instance, than smoking cigarettes. Smoking cigarettes is now taboo by the politically correct, but smoking marijuana is being pushed, yet marijuana smoking is more harmful to the lungs, can cause cancer and asymmetrical bullous disease and other diseases at a much faster rate than even smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, and according to this study here from the Department of Allergy, Immunology, and Respiratory Medicine at Monash University in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, it says that marijuana smoking leads to asymmetrical bullous disease, often in the setting of normal CXR and lung function. It's in subjects who smoke marijuana, these pathological changes occur at a younger age, approximately 20 years earlier, than in tobacco smokers. Now, I don't know if you've had anybody in your family or know anybody who has smoked tobacco for a long time, but I know someone in my family, and when you're sitting in the hospital and they're there gasping for air, yeah. Literally gasping for air, that they cannot breathe. They cannot walk very far.
I never met my father-in-law. My wife lost her dad to lung cancer.
So this marijuana smoking is much more harmful to your lungs than cigarette smoking.
Than even that. Yeah. In addition, regular marijuana smoking alters brain circuits and causes brain abnormalities in teenagers, particularly in young adults. Matt, is it still developing here? And here, I'm quoting from another study here, despite the alarming increment of the use and abuse of cannabis preparations among young people, little is known about possible long-term consequences. And that is per Marco E. M. Rubino T. And a number of other from an Italian study and other doctors from the Department of Cell Biology and Neuroscience Institute in Italy.
Yeah, and here's another quote from another study, and it says, there is growing evidence that adolescence is a key period for neuronal maturation. Despite the high prevalence of marijuana use among adolescents and young people in the United States and internationally, very little is known about its impact on the developing brain. But what they do know is that there is a critical moment. In fact, Judith Reisman has brain imaging where the brain looks different in color as you're moving through adolescence into adulthood. And so sometimes you say, well, why did you do that? Well, I don't know. Well, why did you do it? You're thinking of it as an adult. Why did you act like this? Why did you do this? And the adolescent says, I don't know. Well, sometimes it's true. They don't know because their brain has not developed to the same level as an adult in cognition. Now, when you superimpose on that developing brain, that's not at an adult level, marijuana, that clearly does cause damage to the brain. I think even though there's no studies yet done on that that are conclusive, I think the result is going to be that it's going to be even more harmful to that developing brain.
Well, Matt, we've only scratched the surface here, but the reality is that there is a skyrocketing usage among teens and young people of marijuana. And more troubling to me even are that we see so many adult states like Colorado, I believe Washington State, passing laws legalizing marijuana, making it easily accessible. Adults are, even the President Obama, making light of marijuana
yeah.
use.
Yeah, and you know, we haven't even talked about driving of dangerous vehicle on the street because once somebody takes their first marijuana or are high on marijuana, the effects of that are not going to be apparent until sometimes you get behind that wheel. And you may think that your faculty is under control. I can tell you that this is going to result in people being deadly injured or killed on the highway because of marijuana use. For more information, visit lc.org. Again, you can go to lc.org. We want to post information on this, even though it deals not with religious liberty, it does deal with families. And one of the things we are very concerned about is the impact that this will have on families. There is a great website, marijuanaharmsfamilies.com. I encourage you to visit it. That is marijuanaharmsfamilies.com. It's got this information and much more. on the website. I would encourage you to get involved. This is not just some libertarian issue in terms of get the government out of our way. I'm all for getting the government out of our way. But on the other hand, I'm all for the fact that we need to protect our people. And when I'm driving on the road, I don't want to be driving in an opposite direction of somebody who just came out of a restaurant, out of their home, or wherever they might be, smoking marijuana, driving a vehicle at 65 miles an hour in the opposite direction. For more information, you can visit lc.org or call 800-671-1776.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.